Well, there are still many missing after yesterday's attacks, their loved ones struggling often in other countries to find them. Among the Americans missing, 30-year-old Justin Schultz of Tennessee and his 29-year-old wife, Stephanie of Kentucky. They were dropping off Stephanie's mother, Carolyn Moore, at the airport when the bombs went off. Carolyn was knocked out, not injured, but Justin and Stephanie disappeared. Levi Sutton is Justin's brother. He joins us now from Nashville, Tennessee. And Levi, I'm thinking as I'm speaking these words, it probably seems unreal that I'm even saying your brother's name.
Yeah. Yesterday I woke up at around 8 a.m. With multiple texts and missed calls from my mother, so I knew something was wrong. Called her right away, and, you know, she informed me what was going on, and you know, everything since then, it's just seemed like, you know, time is just running at half speed. You know, it was like the longest day of my life.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Well, and there are others, I'm sure you know by now, in your company. There's a brother and sister who were on the phone with their parents, I think, in New York when the parents heard an explosion in the background. They have not been heard from.
Yeah, I saw that on Twitter. I saw someone had said that her boyfriend was missing. I believe it was that couple. So I reached out to her and told her I was in the same boat and I was here if she needed to talk.
I'm sure it's a club you don't want to belong to, but it's good you have companions. First of all, tell us, why were they there? Why was your brother and his wife there?
So my brother, Justin, met Stephanie at grad school at Vandy here in Nashville. And they were both working here in Nashville, and then they got the opportunity to go to Belgium and work in Brussels for 3 years. So they moved over there in 2014. So they've been living over there for 2 years.
We know the suspect in the Paris attacks was arrested on Friday, and on Monday there was a public panel talking about terrorism. They've been doing sweeps. Do you know, were they concerned? Did they talk to you about it?
No, I mean, they were traveling everywhere on the weekends and things like that. They ran with the bulls. They had just been living the dream, really. They never said any time that, you know, they felt unsafe or anything like that. You know, they were enjoying life.
Yeah. And it sounds like terrific young people. Your brother, high school valedictorian, won a lot of college scholarships. They've been together for a while. It seems like they were just really embracing life.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, you know, they were living the dream. They probably did more traveling in their 2 years than, you know, most people do in a lifetime. And, you know, just very happy people.
So what do you do? What does a family do? Are you in touch with embassies or officials? What do you do?
You know, for the past 30 hours, my mom has been, you know, tracking down every phone number she can find with the Red Cross, with the embassy, with Mars, hospitals, just anything and everything, just, you know, trying to get some information. She did receive a call yesterday around 4 p.m. Central Time, letting her know that at that time, Justin and Stephanie were not on any casualty list. So that obviously gave us a lot of hope. But since then, we haven't had any kind of updates. But, you know, that hasn't stopped her from, you know, trying to do everything that we can.
Well, I've said this a couple times. People here in Boston are very familiar with what you're now going through. You know, suddenly people looking through hospitals. And can you tell me a little more about that? I mean, there you are sitting in Nashville, and suddenly this thing that we know is out there, terrorism, has its hand around your throat.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. You know, my brother and I grew up in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, which I think has a total of maybe, you know, 1,300 or 1,400 residents. And, you know, like you said, you hear and see these kind of things on the news all the time. But, you know, you never imagine that it would ever affect you personally like this. So, yeah, it's very hard. Just not knowing is definitely the worst part of all of this.
Yeah. Well, Levi Sutton, again, brother of Justin Schultz. Justin and his wife Stephanie are missing after dropping off Stephanie's mother at the airport in Brussels. Levi, we wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.